This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A state bill that would require school districts to create their own policies for student cell phone use has cleared its first hurdle. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The bill does not impose a statewide ban. Districts will decide how to limit distractions in classrooms caused by cell phones. Bill sponsor Representative Megan Lukens says research shows cell phones in class have a negative effect on students,
including lower test scores and lesson retention. We also know that cell phone use can have some negative effects on student mental health, such as higher levels of depression and anxiety.
Policies must accommodate students with disabilities and those who rely on those phones for healthcare needs or learning purposes. The bill passed a committee vote 12-1. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
February should end on a warm note after recent cold and snow brought some much-needed moisture. Lisa Hidalgo is chief meteorologist at Denver 7. She says the snowpack, which provides much of our drinking water in the summer, is shaping up.
Snowpack at this point, a lot better than what we saw just a month ago. In fact, I think Vail came in at 5 feet within just about a week. So it did bring our snowpack numbers up in quite a few of the basins, especially down to the southwest. So right now, officially, we are at 92% of normal statewide.
The most recent storm that ended the week added even more. Plus, March and April are historically the state's snowiest months. And up online right now, some Colorado arts organizations face an uncertain future as the National Endowment for the Arts shifts its mission under President Trump. Read more at CPR.org. This is KRCC and CPR News.